From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and now a brief assortment of your letters. Elsewhere in the program today, we hear the first story in our series about high school football, and yesterday we previewed the series. Even just that preview got some of you writing. Beth Bonamici of Eugene, Oregon writes, "I am delighted to hear of your new feature, Friday Night Lives," and she concludes, "Go team!" But we got this from Holly Van Nest of Randolph, Massachusetts, with the subject line, in all caps, "No football," with four exclamation points. She writes, "Do we really need more emphasis on football? How about using some of your precious airtime to cover some women's sports?" And one other story brought in a most unusual letter this week. On Wednesday, the U.S. announced a treaty with Switzerland in an effort to crack down on tax-evading Americans. The agreement forces the Swiss bank UBS to give up the names on over 4,000 accounts held by Americans. Valentine Vox of Henderson, Nevada, didn't appreciate how I characterized some of those account holders. I asked, should we think drug lords and gun runners or dentists and hedge fund managers? Well, he writes, "I was disappointed that you never mentioned ventriloquists. I am a ventriloquist that opened up a Swiss bank account while working briefly in Switzerland in the 80s. He says his account never had more than a few hundred dollars in it, and he adds, "I did have a bad dream that an IRS agent will demand that I open up the heads of my dummies to see how I've been transporting the dollars across borders." Well, keep those letters coming by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. But before you do that,